we live in a paradigm where pity and sensitivity and compassion are necessary. I don't know, pity necessary? Compassion is necessary. So when dealing with victims or yes. people who have had abuse,
yes.
It is expected that we react in a certain way.
Respond with compassion.
Yes.
Do not support the negativity with the idea of pity or sympathy. But empathy and compassion are empowering.
Thank you.
Pity and sympathy are disempowering.
Yes, okay.
You see the difference vibrationally?
Yes, I do. I have at times reacted. I'm a very compassionate person. I don't think I could not be compassionate.
All right.
And sometimes my reaction to people's pain, because I react in a different way than what's the general paradigm,
yes.
has been considered
cold.
Yes, not cold, but offensive, because I like to use humor a lot.
All right.
And so
it is all right to exhibit compassion by also just sitting with someone. You don't have to take them out of their feeling. That's not necessarily compassion. Because the acknowledgement of the feeling is the first step in changing it. You can't change what you don't own. So the idea is not to cajole them out of what they're feeling, but to truly be with them in what they're feeling in a way that can then gently guide them in another way, in an appropriate manner. If you rush to use humor to pull them out of the doldrum, you yourself may actually be scared of feeling what they're feeling.
Mm.
And not wanting that in your reality, which means you're actually disempowering yourself instead of being able to know you're strong enough to be able to hold them in your energy arms while they go through what they go through and gently coax them back into their empowerment when it's appropriate.
Perfect.
You follow?
I do.
Does that help?
Perfectly. Thank you.
Thank you.